Progressive. Visit progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blue.
Man, I'm so glad to be back after that root canal I had.
No, wait a minute. That wasn't me.
You didn't have it.
Somebody else.
This rover.
Every time I learn something new, it pushes some old stuff out of my brain.
Crossed over. If I
Who was that?
That was Lauren.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
And it's true. That's why you don't learn too much.
No, I stopped learning at 6.
Because you push out other stuff, and you push something out that's more important than what you put in. You pay attention to what we say, kids. You kids in school, don't learn too much.
Because
you push other stuff out of your brain. You just listen to what Uncle Peon, Uncle Frank, and Uncle Dan and Aunt Tina tell you.
Uh-huh.
And you'll be just fine.
To be like us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Here's how we're going to start this thing today. Oh, look who's here, Tina Dalpiez.
Ah, hey. Good to see you back,
back
Tina.
Back from the root canal, claiming yesterday that she didn't feel like coming in and she couldn't, you know, work. We'll just have to accept that and assume it's true. How do you feel today? Let me feel you. Hang on.
Yeah.
Let me just a minute.
I'm doing much better today.
Yep, you feel good. You do feel good today.
Thank you.
here's the first thing we're going to do. And this is going to be totally dependent on how fast you can call these numbers. I have a Walter Knoll gift certificate for $50 worth of flowers. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Light them up. Dan takes your call. You're the first one.
Do they have to do anything?
I have to answer a question.
I'll ask
you a question.
All right.
If you can answer it, you get a $50 gift certificate to Walter Knoll Florists. Just in time for Mother's Day.
That's perfect timing.
No kidding.
And Dan will inform me as to the name.
Edward.
Oh, there it is. Edward. Let's talk to Edward.
You should have just given it to me. I'm a mother.
Edward, Edward, how are you?
I'm good. I'm AM in the PM.
Well, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Could you use a $50 gift certificate from Walter Knoll?
I could. Mother's Day's around the corner. My mother just had her second knee operated on.
Oh, this is perfect. This is perfect. All you have to do is answer one question.
Okay.
What is my mother's maiden name? I'm kidding.
Yeah. Holy crap, I don't even know that.
Of course you don't. It's a joke.
It's an opinion.
That's always one of those security questions.
Right.
You ever notice that?
Yes.
Why is that a security question?
I don't know.
What is your mother's maiden name?
Yeah.
Why can't they come up with something else? They've been using that for
the
years.
Pet one, I always use, what was the name of your first pet?
Yeah.
Edward, what is your mother's maiden name?
Murphy.
That's right.
Wow. Are we sure about that?
No, it is. I checked.
Oh, you checked.
Well, there you go. Edward, you got yourself a $50 gift certificate to Walter Knoll Florist. Hang on, and Dan is going to get some sort of secret code so that when you come pick it up, we'll know you are who you say you are, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Edward. Boy, he knew the answer to that. Mm-hmm. I mean, he didn't even have to hang on which button. You can't. We've got these buttons, and literally, it's like a 40-year-old system, and the letters are worn off
from all that button pushing.
Yeah, because of all the millions of callers who've called in that listen.
Ooh, yeah. Push that button.
I did, Lauren. I did push it. Okay.
Wow.
Oh, I see what you mean. That button.
Yeah.
No, I can't do that.
She wasn't talking about it.
Go back in your office. I can't do that right. So that's how easy it is to win. Now, some shows make it complicated.
Right.
What was the batting average of? We don't do that.
We're going to give you a secret word every day for a month.
If
and
you
then
listen
at the end
tomorrow
of the month,
morning at 7:15.
Speaking of buttons, I have a button story.
You do?
Yeah, when we went down to Nashville, we stayed at a Hilton.
How come you're talking funny?
I'm not talking funny.
Yeah, you are. You got kind of a little bit of
Really? I don't want to bang my teeth together. They'll hurt. We stayed at a Hilton, and it was a fairly new one. And out in the garage, there was an elevator to get up, you know, for your car. And it had a Post-it, and on the Post-it, it said, buttons are backwards. So to go up, you had to press the down button, and to go down, you had to press the up button.
How ridiculous.
Almost a brand new
buttons
hotel.
How could that happen?
And don't you have to just unscrew the plate and redo
You'd
the
think
wire?
The wires are just
down.
Wrong.
How could that be?
I have no idea. But it was upside down, so we had to press.
Was the
down
basement on the 35th
up.
Floor?
No.
Oh, well, we have an elevator here inside the great mall with all the shops. Inside here. And if one of the elevators, when you want to go up, you go in the elevator, but you have to go down to the lowest floor first before you can go up to the top floor.
Really?
Well, yeah, I don't know what that's about either.
Well, I didn't even know that because, you know me, I like to exercise. I take the stairs.
You do take the stairs.
I do.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either that one of them didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
Well, that's crazy stuff.
That's weird.
What All the right? heck? Let's Somebody do, call Otis.
Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Clear the lines, Dan. Clear the ringing line.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to give another $50 gift
no
certificate.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This
Wait.
Is crazy.
Wait. To Walter Noelfort.
No
another
way.
$50 gift certificate. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free. 888-550-KTRS. First caller. Dan takes your call. You answer a question. You get a $50 gift certificate to Walter Noel Flores.
Is this that new guy, that Martin thing? Now that we have a bunch of stuff to give away, does it have anything to do with him?
May have something to do with it. Oh. He comes on board, and all of a sudden, we have gifts.
Wow.
Man.
We've been here 15 years. We have nothing.
We must
he comes
be
along. He hasn't even started yet. We got a bunch of stuff to give away.
He must be grabbing stuff out of the TV
I
prize
see
closet.
The first call that got through was, I'm not going to say who it is. I'm going to ask you, caller, this question, and it better match what's on the screen. What is your first name?
Steve.
That's right.
Man, these are some tough questions.
That's exactly what it said on the screen. It's a perfect match. Steve, for knowing your own name, you get a $50 gift certificate to Walter Noel Forrest. Hang on. Here's the bad news. You have to talk to Dan.
Thank you very much.
Like a secret code word or something so we know who you are when you pick up your $50 gift certificate to Walter Noel. Thank you, and thank you for listening. And there goes Steve. And the rest of you now can keep calling if you want to call about something else. But that's it for today. I think tomorrow we'll give away another $50 gift certificate.
Really? We have more still?
Or two.
So, Walter Noel, they were at the home show when we were out there.
Yeah.
They had a stage, and they were showing people how to do flower arranging.
Well, they could show me all day long. It wouldn't do any good. I don't know how to arrange flowers.
I don't either.
You know who we found out? Well, he said apparently that we knew this before, but Bill Cleveland Gardens. I didn't know that.
Oh. That does not surprise me.
Oh, yeah. He takes
looks
pictures
like a guy.
And puts them on Facebook.
I'd never
like
seen
he
it before.
Garden.
Oh, he did last year with his little flowers around the
yeah,
tree.
Yeah, he's got a... I had no idea he had a green thumb.
Well, how delicate.
I don't think he does.
He does?
What do you mean he doesn't have a green thumb?
Well, he said he planted a bunch of stuff, and after it got cold, it looks like it's not going to make it.
Well, then he's not a very good gardener. If he kills his plants.
He's trying.
When your plants die, you're not good. You're not very good.
You're not Alan Smill.
He has a black thumb, the black of black death, the death of plants. Burke segment. Do we have anything?
Oh, I do. What? No, ladies first.
You ladies in pain first. That's my motto.
No,
go ahead.
No.
You're good.
I'm good. I got some
Ladies and gentlemen, she's on Percocet and some other stuff.
Well, I was going to talk about something, but I started thinking I probably shouldn't talk about it on the air. So.
Well, I think you should. Now, of course, especially now that you've said you shouldn't, everybody wants to know what it is. Now you have to do it.
Do you think it's really bad when somebody gets their house foreclosed on or evicted and all that stuff's on the lawn and you take some of it?
You take some
Wait
of it?
Wait a minute.
Well,
the people that were clearing out the house threw it all out in the rain, and it was all sitting out there for a day and a half. Well, it's still out there.
It's still
Hold
there?
Hold on. The people assigned...
The people that were living in the house, it looked like they moved out about a week ago. I saw a U-Haul or something.
But they didn't. They moved and didn't take their furniture?
They didn't take a lot of stuff.
Were they renters?
I don't think so.
Well, you can't foreclose on a rental home.
There was a stuff sitting out, and it was raining. I was going home. And I went, the garage was open, so I walked in. I'm like, hello, hello. And there was crap everywhere. The garage, almost every inch
of
floor.
And you stole something, didn't you?
No.
That's why you're asking if it's wrong.
I said, hello, hello. And this lady came up. She's like, can I help you? And I said, well, all that stuff that's outside in the grass, are you throwing that away? Can we take that? She's like, I don't care. This is an eviction. I was like, okay. So I took a few things.
Well, you're a criminal.
But it's still sitting there.
No, if you saw them drive off.
The people moved out about a week ago.
Well, then who cares?
Yeah, then you're fine.
I still feel bad.
Well, if it was something they really wanted, they would have taken it, right?
Some of it was pretty nice.
Well, what do you have to feel bad about? If it was nice and they thought it was nice, they would have taken it.
They should have sold it.
Well, don't tell them what they should have done. They didn't do it. You take it.
But if you get evicted, are you allowed to go in there and get your stuff out before they kick you out?
Well, no, like I said, they had a U-Haul there about a week ago.
That's why they throw it. If usually renters, they'll go in, if they evict them, they will end up getting a court order, go in and move all of their stuff out to the curb. Mm-hmm. And then it's fair game usually for people, but they're supposed to be able to get their stuff.
But this is not like you don't get lots of notice. Nobody just gets thrown out.
Right.
Oh, no.
You got notice.
It was something they didn't want, apparently.
So they had notice, and they chose not to keep their stuff.
You're free to take it. That's what I'm saying.
And I don't know if that's how it is with banks, when banks foreclose, if they come in.
I say, what did you take?
Well, some of it was mattresses and stuff.
What did you take? What did you steal?
Well, I don't want to say.
Why you don't want to say?
Because what if they really want it?
Good. You know what? Without being too specific, was it furniture?
Paintings.
Or was it an appliance or kitchen stuff?
There was one
stuff,
piece of furniture and some baby stuff.
Oh, you stole baby stuff. Well, you're going to hell. Some poor baby right now.
Shivering out in the cold.
Yeah,
with no
some poor
clothes.
Dying child.
Wow.
And Tina is at home letting her grandbaby enjoy what some other little baby
is. Well, I have to wash it really good. It was sitting out in the rain.
Where's been my favorite toy?
Right now, some poor child.
Wow.
Look at all the phones lighting up. These are probably all the people that have been evicted are calling.
Well, yeah. Then yesterday when I was laying down, I was sleeping, actually, and I hear this really loud banging on the door.
And you thought they were coming for
their stuff? I did. I thought they were
coming. You are so paranoid.
Boy, she is. Yeah.
That is ridiculous. Man. If the person said, take it, they're gone, then you take it.
Yep.
It's a fair game. If you hadn't, 5 minutes later behind you,
there's other things missing.
Would have taken it.
Yeah.
And you can't refer to it as missing, like it was stolen. Other things have been taken as they were put out to be taken. Anybody else?
Yeah, I got a couple things real quick.
Besides our resident thief.
Yeah.
What do you have there, Keon?
Well, first, I just got a text message from Bill Cleveland, and he said his flowers did make it. They all survived. So.
He just sent me a picture of it.
He does have a green thumb, apparently. First thing, I heard this commercial the other day.
His business card, I've seen his card, Bill Cleveland. I have a green thumb and a long nose. That's what his card says.
Wow.
That's
nice.
What else do you have?
First thing, I heard this commercial the other day. It's for one of those hair removal places. And they used in the commercial, they quoted this, 52 hours a year is spent removing unwanted hair.
By women, mainly. Or total.
Well, I would think, total.
Average
total.
Person.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
Well,
no.
Hold on here. 52 hours a year the average person spends removing unwanted hair.
But I would think for men that would be
shaving the
hair.
For men, maybe, not
and
women.
Well, what about your legs?
It takes 2 minutes. Maybe.
2 minutes, how many times a year do you do it, though? But then you think about the other hair.
Well, now, hang on here.
You have underarm hair.
Some people are hairy.
How long does it take a man to shave? I say
I don't shave,
5 minutes.
So I don't know.
Well,
5 minutes?
You don't shave because you can't grow a beard.
Right.
5 minutes. Okay, so 5 minutes times 7 days a week is
365.
What?
Times 365,
okay,
right?
Okay, make it complicated. Get a calculator. 5 times 365.
But then I started thinking, I think they're not just talking about beard hair and leg hair. They're talking about the
hang
other.
On, hang on, 1825. Now divide that by 60, and that's how many hours you have.
Oh.
Okay, go ahead.
But it wouldn't just be beard hair and leg hair. It would be the, you know, the
nose hair.
The public
hair,
area.
Public.
8 hours. Hair.
Okay, what did you say the average
52
80 hours. No, 8 hours.
Tina, you don't even... Here, get a skinny guy. She's
doing
it by hand.
I don't know.
She's doing it by hand.
She's got a calculator.
She's on Angry Birds.
Well, 60 goes into 182 three
hours.
Times. And that at least 25... 30 hours. 30 hours.
All right. Let's see. I'll do this. Okay. So, man shaves for 5 minutes.
But then you have to add in other things. You have to add in back hair. You have to add in your public area. You have to...
Why?
Well, because they're talking about all unwanted hair that people get rid of.
Divided by...
It still seemed high to me, though.
60 is... You're right, 30 hours. 30... Well, you weren't right. 30 hours is what I get for shaving 5 minutes
just
a day.
The beard. Right. So, yeah.
Just the beard. So, 52 hours, I think, is correct.
Wow. So, anybody
when you start to include... Older gentlemen who have, you know, globs of ear hair, nose hair.
Ew.
You include
right.
public area. You include
but as you get older,
underarms. And,
but as you get older, you lose your public area, don't you?
What are you asking me? What
I
are you asking
you
me
to
for?
I think you have to be pretty old. I don't know.
Really?
You lose it?
Well, that's what I heard. That, that's yeah. what I heard. That
really?
Yeah, that.
Well, if you're really lucky, you've worn it off by then.
Friction.
I never heard of that.
I'm only missing it in certain yeah. spots.
Okay,
which
I'm
means
good.
I'll have mine forever.
I'm good. I'm good to see that it looks like they have legitimate
numbers
there
yeah.
in that. So,
do you still have yours?
Me?
Still have what?
Absolutely,
okay.
I do.
Is public hair?
Like you don't know. Come on. I know what she's trying to do. She's trying to act to the audience like we've never been intimate. Oh, bro, how do you think she got this job? You know what I am.
All right, second thing. Okay. I saw yesterday driving home, I had this driver cut me off from the fast lane into my lane. I was in the second lane.
You know
to
what
the fast
I read
lane?
That you're
what?
Supposed to do?
What?
You're supposed to flip him off. Yell curse words at him mm-hmm. and give the
and
impression
him?
That you're flashing a gun at him.
Oh,
and look like you're aiming a gun. That's what I read that you're
I
supposed
didn't
do to
that.
Do.
Yep.
Well, you should have.
But it had a different state license plate. And am I the only one that that automatically assumes everybody drives like an idiot in that state just because you see somebody with another state plate on there do something stupid and you go, oh my goodness, those people must drive
well,
like idiots in that
but,
state.
But in this state to state, things are different. I'll give you an example. In a lot of the western states, it's really common at lots of intersections to see the symbol for U-turn. Okay? They show you how
you
to make
can,
a U-turn.
You yeah. can do one there.
Around here, it's almost always no U-turn, no U-turn.
Right.
But out west, it's actually uncommon to see an intersection where they don't have a sign indicating make a U-turn. And so if you're in another state driving, you might not look like you know what you're doing because it's so different. So,
but this was just on the highway. There was just somebody that was a jerk. But it's so weird when
we don't have that carpool lane thing.
What state?
Some people
the HOV lane. You know what? I couldn't. He was going so fast, I couldn't even see what it was.
He was from Germany, the Autobahn.
I wanted to see because I wanted to curse out those people in that state, but I wasn't able to.
You've got to rethink that. That can get you shot.
No, because that guy probably thinks, man, these people in Missouri... They drive.
That's exactly what
yeah.
Right, but you don't think of that when somebody with a Missouri plate does something stupid. You don't go, boy, we drive like idiots here. It's just, I don't know. I just thought that was funny. Last thing I have.
You can tell by the lack of laughter, it wasn't fun.
No, not at all. Last thing, I was watching this show on the internet last night. It's not on television anymore, but it originated in Canada. It was called Kenny versus Spenny, and it was a very funny show, these two guys together.
Oh, you made me watch an episode.
The
and
longest
they had a
passing
gas passing competition.
Wow.
This yes. is like 12 years
are
ago.
Are they real people?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're real people. And, and so I watched one the other night. They did a competition between the two of them. The first one to give up loses. They were harnessed together in the 69 position together with only a jock strap on.
Oh, my goodness. How do you give up?
Well, how do you lose?
Well, you just have to say, I quit. Unhook me now. It's a battle of the wills.
How long can you take having the other guy's junk in your face?
Right. And the crew that films them is trying to put them in awkward positions all day.
That's hilarious.
It's very funny. You can just about go watch every episode of theirs on YouTube. So Kenny versus Spencer. But one
versus,
of the,
versus what?
Spenny.
Spenny.
Like Spencer.
Okay.
It's short for Spencer. Okay. So Kenny versus Spenny.
Okay.
And it's on YouTube. But Kenny.
Can I tell people? Years ago, when you told me about this, he tells me, you got to go. I go and watch this thing. And these two guys they have managed to acquire a device that measures the volume of gas.
Decibels.
And the decibel
think, yeah.
meter for the how loud something is. And they're having
longest
a competition.
Too, they were doing.
It was a combination of longest duration of passing gas, loudest sound passing gas, most volume passing gas. And I'm telling you, as disgusting as it sounds, it was hilarious because they were doing anything to win. One guy ate every gas producing broccoli, cabbage. The other guy put an air hose in his butt and blew air. I'm telling you.
It was great. So he disgusting. Had a, it was like a bike pump he had upstairs.
Yes, a bicycle pump.
So he pumped himself full of air, walked down. The other guy was laying on the couch trying to work one out with his machine right in front of him. And he just walked down the stairs and let one that went like 15 seconds long. It was, and the other guy with just his mouth just dropped open, and he said, "You weren't even measuring that." The guy was just doing it to mess with his head.
It's so disgusting that it's actually really funny.
But they take that there are shows that it was only a lot of them were only shown in Canada, so there were shows that were even a lot worse than that gas passing one. But this Kenny guy started his own show where he does kind of things. It's called Triumph of the Will. It's another thing where he determines he's going to try to do something, and he just has to see if he can do it. And the one he wanted to try to become a cannibal.
Oh, come on.
He went and at the beginning of the show, he's talking to this lawyer, and he's like, "You can't do this. There's not really a law against cannibalism, but usually there involves a violent act of killing somebody related to cannibalism." But he figured out a way. So he figured he was going to eat. It was all the different. You had to eat bone. You had to eat skin. You had to eat blood, muscle, and an organ. Those are the five things that consider you a cannibal. So he decided he was going to do this with his crew. So one of the guys they took to a blood donor place, and the guy they took a vial of blood out. he drank the blood.
Oh my
so that
goodness.
Was one down. Then they went to a spa place and had all his crew. They that thing they have at the pedicure place where they shave all the dead skin off
okay,
your feet.
He ate that skin.
So
you know what? Right now people are vomiting.
Yep.
No, they're vomiting.
He ate all the dead skin.
That's sick.
And then the bone, they were having a tough time trying to come up with the bone because the only way you can get a bone out of somebody but they figured out teeth are bones. So he had all their crew find their baby teeth, and one guy had a wisdom tooth that he had removed.
And he ground it up?
He ground those up into powder and ate that. So that was three of them. So the last one he needed was a muscle and an organ. So he sent out on Facebook to all his friends the request for he needed an organ to eat.
It could be an appendix.
A lady that just gave birth gave him her placenta. She mailed it to him overnight on cold.
Mailed on dry ice.
And he had a chef cook him three different courses with this placenta. So he achieved his...
What about the bone? No, that was
the teeth.
So he is a cannibal.
He is a cannibal now.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Yeah, what about placental. The muscle? What
that placenta is a muscle and an organ all in one.
Two birds, one stone.
Yes.
Wow, that's...
So that's Triumph of the Will. You can watch that on YouTube.
Why did he make him cook it up three different ways?
Well, it was placenta, I think, is a pretty big thing, right? So the guy just made three courses for him. They couldn't even show it on Canadian television. The standards and practices wouldn't even allow them to show them cutting it up.
I don't think you're allowed to even tell the story you just told.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be taken off the air.
But those are two funny things that if you choose
that's your
to watch on YouTube, yes, that's all I
have. People just now got a pretty good idea who you are.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just now?
You're not like the rest of us. Not today. There you go. There's the Burke segment. Here's what we're going to do. We are going to take a break, and we come back. I see people are holding... Just because I feel bad about this. Let me take one call, then we take a break, then we come back and take more calls. And then I have to, I don't want to say get on Victoria Babu. She's looking pretty good. I would like to
get on. You probably like to, yeah.
I would, but I have to take her to task about something, and it kills me to do it because I like her. But boy, she had somebody on the air earlier that I'm on the way in. I was embarrassed for everybody. But let's take Sue's call, then we'll break, and then we'll do all that. Sue, how are you?
Hi. Talk about embarrassed. I'm a senior citizen, my husband and I both, and I say don't always trust your bank. Mm-hmm. We thought we won a sweepstakes.
Mm-hmm.
We took the check and the letter to the bank because we wanted to make sure it was right, you know.
Was the sweepstakes check from the bank?
No.
It was just through the mail.
Well, that's a problem. We didn't even pay any attention who it was from.
Well, when you said don't always trust your bank wasn't the problem. Right.
Well, they looked at the check and they took it to the bank and they said everything was okay, so they deposited it. Yeah. We spent part of it, but then the very next day, and while we were there, we were supposed to send $2,000, they said was for taxes, through the Western Union to the UK, which was a big mistake. So we did that, and then the next day the $3,700 bounced. We went back to the bank, and they couldn't do nothing.
Well, Sue, I have to tell you something. We talk about this all the time. And first of all, your bank is really not at fault here, because a legitimate-looking check, if you're a regular customer, if it's a really good counterfeit-looking, they're going to... Look, I've been in many, many times First Community Credit Union. They don't run my check through some counterfeit. They endorse it, they deposit it, and then later on, if the check were no good, they do the same thing. What I would say to you is, you and I'm not saying you're stupid, or I'm just saying
how I feel it.
Well, but here's the deal: no legitimate contest is going to have you send them money.
That's what other people have told us.
The money only goes to two places, the state of Missouri for state taxes and the feds for the IRS for federal taxes. Nowhere else, not the UK, nowhere else. And most contests, they have nothing to do with even that part of it. That comes later when the party that gave you the prize notifies the government saying, here's what this woman won, so that they know you owe the taxes. It's not the UK. It's not done at the time of the prize. I'm really sorry you lost that money, but lesson learned, and you've just warned a lot of other people now to not do what you did.
And this came in the mail, right?
But when you started and saying, don't trust your bank, this really isn't about your bank.
Well, I was just thinking, because they took it to the bank, and they checked it all, and they said it looked good to them. And...
But you're a regular customer there, right?
Yeah, I am.
Hey, what if it could have been a real check that they set up, and they
and they just didn't put the funds.
Yeah, there's no money in those accounts.
Yeah,
and they're
it was a real check, but then the manager told us later that when you look at the top to see who it come from, which we didn't, it said Subaru, and I said, Subaru? And they said, well, what they do is these people go to these different places, and if they can get to the bag or know somebody works there and get some checks from them, then they write out the check, write out the letter, tell you to send money to them, and that's how they make their money, and the check bounces, of course.
And you can't really blame your bank, because a legitimate-looking check from a good customer like you, they would really make you mad if you went to deposit a check and they said, well, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to check this thing out before we deposit. They'll just take your and then later, when they realize it's no good, they'll notify you, hey, that check was no good.
Maybe, okay.
I'm sorry that happened to you. But
I should have known better. We see these things on TV, but I don't know. It just looks so legitimate, you know.
Do you guys enter sweepstakes a lot?
Yeah.
How much were you supposed to have won?
They said $129,000, but then they said we had to split it up with other people.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there's no such contest. That's just not. Yeah. Well, Sue, I'm sorry. But thank you for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There you go. We hear this all the time this happens. There's a perfect example of older people who just, in this economy especially.
They think, this would be a good nest egg to...
Be careful. We have to take a break, then we'll come back. We'll get these other calls. Here are the numbers if you want to jump in here. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. American Equity Mortgage is a mortgage company. That's why it's called American Equity Mortgage. It's called American because it's in America. Equity, because that's what you get when you own a home. You get equity in your home. And those three things together are all pretty much equally important. I think most people, if they want a home, they have to have a mortgage. Very few people can buy a house and just write a check for it, unless they're fairly old. If you waited till you had cash to pay for your house, you wouldn't have a home. Most people wouldn't until you're 45, 50 years old. So most people do have a mortgage, which means they probably have equity, and that means you have the ability to borrow at today's ridiculously low rates, and that is smart money to borrow. So get rid of the bad debt, which would be the credit card debt, because those interest rates are through the roof, and you're going to be paying that stuff off for 20, 30 years. Let American Equity get rid of that, and you'll pay them back at a much lower rate, and it's probably going to be balled up and rolled into your house payment, which means there's also a tax deduction there for you. They'll tell you more when you call. And if you decide to do that, here's the number, 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
With a look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Boy, it's turning out to be a messy afternoon. We've got a stall vehicle blocking a lane on northbound 170 near Airport Road. Southbound 55 at 7th Street downtown, you've got an accident. Three left lanes are blocked, jamming up the Poplar Street Bridge as well as eastbound 70. Looking at eastbound 70, we've got an accident just before Highway 270 that's got the three right lanes blocked. And then you're slow downtown from Salisbury all the way to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank, who believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank, member FDIC. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's like getting up real early without feeling like you're getting up early. Farmer Dave Schumacher, weekday mornings at 5 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Copays and deductibles apply.
This is a public warning to anyone needing to regularly reuse urinary catheters. This practice can lead to severe complications, including bacterial infections, sepsis, prolonged hospitalization, and mortality. It is therefore highly recommended that anyone needing a urinary catheter try a free sample of a revolutionary new disposable catheter, specially designed to be more comfortable and significantly reduce the risks of infection. To try a free sample, simply call 1-800-400-9430. After recent policy changes, Medicare and your insurance will pay for up to 200 of these disposable catheters per month. The Medical Direct Club will handle all the paperwork with your doctor and discreetly deliver them free to your door. Again, this is a public warning. Regular reuse of urinary catheters can lead to severe bacterial complications. It is highly recommended that anyone needing urinary catheters should call now to try a free sample of a new disposable catheter that significantly reduces the risks of infection. For your free sample, call 1-800-400-9430. That's 1-800-400-9430.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Sometimes I worry about what would happen to my family if I lost my job, but I never really thought about what would happen to them if they lost me and I didn't have life insurance. My cousin's husband died, and now she might have to sell her house just to make ends meet. I don't ever want to put my wife through that, so I called AIG Direct.
Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for AIG Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $17 a month. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-500-1092.
I feel so much better now that I called.
It only takes 5 minutes to see how you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-500-1092. 1-800-500-1092.
If you own a business,
like I do,
you're lucky.
It's my dream come true.
But one little mistake can turn your dream come true.
What?
Into a nightmare.
What?
If you own a small business, all it takes is one mistake and you could find yourself facing a lawsuit from an unhappy customer or vendor. If that happens, you could lose more than your business.
More?
Because when your business isn't incorporated, your personal assets, your home, car, your savings could all be taken away.
I didn't know that.
If you own a business, large or small, you can protect your personal assets easily just by incorporating. Call today for your free guide from CompanyCorporation.com. 1-800-300-8455. We don't offer legal or financial advice. We just make incorporating simple. You can incorporate in 10 minutes, safely, easily, and quickly. Protect your personal assets now before it's too late. For your free guide, call 1-800-300-8455. That's 1-800-300-8455.
Recently here at KTRS, we redid our office space, and a special thanks to Facility Services Group for designing our new office space. They got rid of the old ratty cubicles and brought in brand new cubicles, and they fit with our current technology of all the data and internet access. They work with quality pre-owned products, 8 or better on a scale of 1 to 10. Also, Also, it was free design and layout when they did our office furniture. If your company's growing and you need to expand, or you want to get rid of the old ratty cubicles and get some new ones, Facility Services Group. Call them at 314-282-4441 and ask how they can help you save money, time, and aggravation. And go to KTRS.com and you can see a time-lapse video to see what they did to our offices. FacilityServicesNow.com or 314-282-4441. If you're looking for new cubicles and new office space, Facility Services Group or KTRS.com.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
What do Century 21 agents bring to the table? They show you around town, join you for lunch, and lend a helping hand. They offer hospitality, congeniality, and all other allities to help make you feel comfortable while helping you make your important decisions. They open doors, close sales, and take care of business without any monkey business, because they mean business. This is who they are. This is what they do. Century 21 agents. Smarter. Bolder. Faster. Century 21 is the official real estate company of the U.S. Soccer National Teams. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
Okay, phones are lit up. Light more of them up if you'd like. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Happy birthday today to Coca-Cola. We'll talk more about this later, but Coca-Cola was actually invented on May 8th, which would be today, in 1886, and it was developed for pain relief. As a pain reliever, and I think most people know that it originally had cocaine in it, which is the reason for the name Coca-Cola, the coca leaf, cocaine.
And I think it still has very minute traces of it.
It's microscopic.
Yeah, it's 0.0001.
You couldn't drink enough Coke to have the whatever cocaine might be there, and I'm not even sure there is any cocaine in it at all. But there used to be. In fact, back in the late 1800s, you could go into a drugstore, you'd get a prescription for just cocaine, pure cocaine. The good old days.
Yeah.
Let's, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Let's talk to Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Frank. I'm in the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. I need the problem solvers.
Well, then you need us, because we are
the problem solvers.
What's the problem?
Well, long story short, several months ago, me and a couple of my buddies planned a fishing trip. Well, we're leaving this weekend, and it's Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all been complete jack aces since we found out.
Now wait, the wives have been?
No. Well, the wives are telling us that we're all jack aces because...
How many men are going fishing? How many wives are involved?
Three.
Three women. They're all moms.
Yep.
And you're the dads.
Yep.
And you planned a fishing trip. How far in advance? How far long ago was this planned?
December.
Did you know at the time that it was the Mother's Day weekend?
No idea.
See, I wouldn't have known that
either. No, me
in
neither.
December, I would not have known that this weekend of May was Mother's Day, planning that far out.
And you would think women would understand that.
Here's my suggestion. Get an attorney and get a divorce.
If you still want to go fishing.
Get the wheels in motion. Yep. Before they serve you, you serve them with divorce papers. Because
or cancel your trip.
No, and you wouldn't know. You don't want to do that. Fishing's pretty good right now, from what I understand. You don't want to do that. No, I'm serious when I say this. If each of you would go to your wife and say, this, I absolutely get it. This is a horrible thing that's happened, but it's an accident. See, if you planned it 2 days ago, that's different. We had no idea in December. Not one of us bothered to check the calendar. Let's make sure this is not Mother's Day. So when we get back from this trip, each of you can do with a girlfriend or two or three whatever you want on Father's Day or any day you want.
Or just stay home the next weekend. Just say, you go with your friends next weekend, and I'll stay home.
You say to her, you make the call because you get a free pass to do pretty much whatever, whenever weekend you want. I am really, really sorry.
And we'll bring you a bunch of fish to clean and stuff.
Dan, you know what? I'm trying to help this guy. Yeah. This is not a joke. There's a marriage at stake here. Three marriages at stake. And you say, we screwed up. This is what you have to learn to do when you're married. We screwed up. When nobody bothered to even check to see what special weekend this was. That's my take on it, and that's what I think.
Or you can just say, "What is Mother's Day? Where are you going
fishing?"
We're going up northern Minnesota.
Oh, so it's not like you're running to Mark Twain or something.
This is a week long.
Yeah, this is just not something you can just flip a switch and go, okay, we'll cancel. There's a lot invested here, a lot of planning.
How long has she known about this trip?
Well, she's known about it for that long, but...
But she also didn't realize it was Mother's Day.
Yeah, they all discovered about 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
That, hey,
okay, so you say, you know, darling,
even you
didn't realize that it was Mother's Day when we told you we had this plan. So I think you can certainly empathize,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, you stupid idiot.
Be quiet, Lauren! and you obviously see how easy it is to make plans and not realize that this very important day happen to fall on the same weekend. And when we get back, you name it. Where you want to go, what weekend. This, you have no choice. It's either that or call the lawyer and get a divorce. I mean, those are your choices, I think. So. But I think she's going to go with that plan A. As long as you really learn and make it believable and learn how to say, I am really sorry I screwed this up. We all did. And we feel bad about it. If we could get out of it and not have it cost us money, believe me, we would.
Yeah, just lie, like he said.
Yeah. And you also do this. Say, you know, originally, and I'm going to be honest with you. Some of the two other guys had said, hey, while we're there, there's some really hot hookers available. And I said, no way, it's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And say, I shut that down. I would not participate in that. Because even if it hadn't been Mother's Day, I'll have no part of it.
Elizabeth,
leave that out.
Elizabeth,
okay,
Tina
said,
says, "Don't do that."
Elizabeth said that your advice is all wrong.
What?
That's what she
Hang
said.
Hang on.
Elizabeth.
You know what? Let's get Joe. Let's get the take from Elizabeth here. Elizabeth, are you there?
Yes. Hi. How y'all doing?
Good. Say hi to Joe.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
All right. How are you doing, Elizabeth?
Elizabeth, what should, as a temporary honorary problem solver, what would you have? What should he do here?
Well, you have it partly right. What you got wrong is it's not up to Joe's wife and the other women to figure out what they want to do. It's up to Joe and the other men for them to come up with something, because there's nothing worse than to have your plans change and have the husband come back and say, well, you come up with something that you want to do.
She's got a point.
And then we'll do it, because that's the worst, because now all the responsibility is on our shoulders. But since he's the one that got it wrong, all he has to do to make everything okay is for him and the guys to come up with a fabulous plan.
While you're on this fishing trip, your mission is to come up with something all three of you agree these chicks are going to be flipped out over.
Some romantic weekend or something like that.
I think she's got something here.
I don't want to do that. I'm married.
Express that to your wife.
Well, yeah, just send them on their own way. Just the three girls by themselves.
They have to include the spouses.
Yeah.
But if you express that to your wife and the girlfriend, I promise you, if you express that to them sincerely and say, you know, because you're so understanding and I know that you understand how important this fishing trip is, we're going to come up with something that you don't have to do a thing about, that's really going to make you so happy.
And this
we
is going to be
appreciate it so much.
And this is going to be so special. You'll actually be glad that you missed out on Mother's Day, because this is going to be better.
Exactly.
All right, Elizabeth, I'm going to cut you loose. Thank you so much for
thank
being.
Thank you. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you, being an honorary problem solver. And here's the other thing, Joe. Something you're going to have that the other guys don't. When you go on hold here, we're going to give you a $50 gift certificate to Walter Noel Florist. Okay?
Oh.
You leave this weekend after giving her a beautiful floral arrangement. That is a good way to start this process, I think. The other two guys, too bad. They should have been AM and the PM.
That's right.
You get the gifts. So we'll put you on hold, and Dan's going to get your name, and he'll tell you what to do to get the flowers. And I think you've got a head start on these other guys.
All right, thanks. You've done it again.
Well, we have done it again. Thank you. Give him one of those, Walter.
You can write on there, "Wish I was here," on the card with the flowers.
What does that mean?
Instead of "wish you were here,"
I think he could
say "wish I was here."
He could say "fish I was here."
Oh, that's stupid. No, that's really stupid. You know what? You're on medication.
Yeah, she thought it was
you're
great.
On medication. So that's we have to.
You're my Gill friend.
He's wagging his finger at me. I have to take a break. Let's talk about going to the dentist and how for people who don't know Ballast Dental Care, it's a dreaded, horrible experience. So that's too bad for them. For 39 years. I've gone to Ballast Dental Care. It's not a dreaded experience for me at all. Not only do I not dread it, I kind of look forward to it because I know I'll get to hear Lisa sing and I'll probably hear a couple of good jokes. And it's just like, it's kind of like guys used to go to the barber shop or when women used to go to the beauty parlor back in the day when it was sort of just a great place to get a good story and be among friends, and it was comfortable and relaxing. A lot of you are thinking right now, what are you got? You kidding? Going to the dentist, comfortable, relaxing, and not something to be nervous about. And I'm not kidding at all. You're going to the wrong dentist, the clinic. If that's not the case, if you're still afraid to go to the dentist and you dread it, you need to come where I've gone for 39 years. Ballast Dental Care, Sedation Dentistry. You hear a lot about it. Yes, they've been practicing it for years. They're very good at it. If that's what you need, that's what you'll get. Ballast Dental Care, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Well, we've got debris on the roadway on the ramp from northbound 270 near 55, also westbound 40 at Mason, a stalled school bus, but people are slowing down to take a look. And we have that accident that is on eastbound 70 at Highway 270. In this traffic report, it's brought to you by Fifth Third Bank, who believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank, member FDIC. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166. Or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF. Or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
The Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News.